from the Texas State Network, TSN Agribusiness presents Shoot the Bull with TSN Ag Director Tony Purcell.
Seed certification. We'll talk about that in a moment. This is TSN News. Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller, who's here to tell us about certified seeds.
Tony, when you choose a certified seed, it's like running a background check on it before you plant it. You have the Texas Seed and Plant Certification Program here at the TDA to thank in part for the ability to find certified seeds. The program's purpose is to make sure there's a supply of seeds that have been field inspected to ensure genetic purity and identity.
So can any seed be certified?
Well, there's a few steps you have to go through first, Tony. Before a seed variety can be produced in Texas under the Certified Seed Program, it must be approved by the State Seed and Plant Board. Six members make up the board, which includes the head of TDA's seed program. There's also a representative from Texas Tech University and Texas A&M University, as well as a certified grower, a farmer, and a person who sells certified seed. There's a diverse group of experts making sure this board and program runs properly. Only licensed certified growers who are approved by the board are eligible to produce and label certified seeds. Fields and processing facilities must also meet the standard of the certification program and pass inspections performed by trained TDA inspectors.
Are we making a lot of new seeds these days?
Well, Texas continues to produce new varieties of seeds with improved quality. Seed selection is critical when you're embarking on any new planting and can help you set you up for success. While producing a crop always has inherent risk, seed selection is one area where the producer has control. It's important when deciding what crop and variety to plant. The Texas Seed Certification Program helps provide a source of seeds.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.
Now this.